French President Emmanuel Macron said today that he has proof that it was the Syrian government that attacked the town of Douma with what he described as chemical weapons. He did not give the source for that proof. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is looking for proof. Its team should be on the ground in Douma this weekend to investigate. Syria and Russia both deny it was a chemical attack at all. Nick Patton Walsh is CNN's senior international correspondent. He's in northern Syria and is on the cell phone. Nick, tell us first, is Syria bracing for some kind of military strike?
Yes, obviously. After the extensive telegraphing, U.S. Commander-in-Chief President Donald Trump on Twitter, it is clear that there have been movements of the Syrian military who are on high alerts, and activists suggesting, in fact, they've relocated various assets around. Now, that presents two problems. One, that the obvious places you would choose to strike historic military bases, things like that, may be empty. And two, also, they may now find it difficult at a U.S. military level to clearly enough distinguish between Russian assets and Syrian assets, which leads you to really be concerned when you hear about the unleashing of firepower imminently, that that could potentially be like chucking a match into a powder keg.
That even pinpointed firepower will not necessarily work, you're saying. There are many parties who are worried that the United States will shoot first and ask questions later. So let me ask a question now. Is there hard evidence that the Syrian government was behind this chemical attack on its people in Douma?
If you mean by hard evidence, is there a sample from eastern Ghouta, Douma, where the attack took place the weekend that appears to be in the hands of Western countries? I would believe the simplest and fairest answer is probably no, because that area was held by rebels under siege and then is now held by the regime. So the speed of delivery of 5 days and the testing, it would be remarkable were it possible, potentially. A sample being tested is the ultimate standard of hard evidence, but the circumstantial evidence is pretty clear for many to see, given who were the victims, Syrian rebels and the civilians in their midst, given the area that was attacked and given the history of the Syrian regime of using chemical weapons. But what kind of substance is important? Because sarin gas was used in October 2013 and caused the Barack Obama famous red line to be crossed, but no military action followed. And instead, Russia persuaded Syria to go along with a program of giving up its chemical weapons, clearly not all of them. Sarin was again used in April of last year, and that resulted in Donald Trump having a very emotional reaction to the pictures he saw of children suffocating to death, and he launched 59 Tomahawk missiles. What's not clear now is exactly what the substance was. Now, aid workers at the scene report smelling chlorine. That's a household chemical widely available, but very toxic and deadly. But UNWHO observers report seeing within those people who were affected muscular spasms in the quite troubling videos. Now, that would suggest, experts say, some kind of nerve agent. And other experts say, too, look, you don't get 40-plus dead people and 500 affected from chlorine. It's simply not powerful enough, which leads to the potentially worrying development of maybe this was chlorine mixed with some kind of nerve agent. That is potentially what Emmanuel Macron is pointing towards with his statement about chemical weapons. But it does appear that there is a broad body of evidence or suspicion amongst many Western nations that sarin may have been involved, or a more powerful or similarly powerful nerve agent. That's why I think we're seeing this level of international cohesion.
You know, international actors don't always act logically, and that includes Syria's president. What reason, though, if we assume he's acting logically, would he have, what motivation would he have to launch some kind of chemical attack, especially given the fact that his forces have just taken over Douma, have already taken over Douma completely, and apparently could have done so even before this attack. So what would be his motivation?
Well, you're asking me to look at the rational actions of a man who's waged war against his own people very, very brutally. And many observers have suggested that, in fact, these chemical weapons are often used at key points in sieges or at key points when territory is in dispute to spark fear. There are some who argue that in April of 2017, the Khan Shaykhun incident was, in fact, used to test Donald Trump to see whether the new occupant of the White House really was gun-shy or whether he would honor the stepping over the red line that Barack Obama, his predecessor, had set. It was clear that he did have an emotional reaction and he did respond with firepower very quickly after the incident actually happened. But you have to look at Bashar al-Assad now as a man who's been a bunker mentality now for years. Only, I think, two trips out of the country, both to Russia, his latter sponsor. And so this is not necessarily a man whose perspective is clear, as it might be from the outside, or one really who's shown the slightest regard for innocent civilian life in the past 6 years.
All right. Thank you very much. Nick Patton-Walsh, CNN senior international correspondent, speaking with us from northern Syria. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. Bye.